Hi.
Yay, oh, she's got such a cute little sexy voice.
Greenest eyes I've ever seen in my life.
The greenest green you've ever seen.
Yeah, very good. Nice little lyrics. That could be a little song for
next album, right here and now.
Now, tell us about we've got the album The Look.
Clever,
we must keep going on about The Look, which is a great album, and it has some very good pictures on that as well. I don't want to say anything.
Well, yes, I had a very good photographer.
Yeah, must be one of the best ones in the country, I would
best
think.
Best in the whole wide world. Called Michelle Ward.
Oh.
Great photographer. Yeah. Up and coming new photographer. Can I give you your Christmas present yet, please?
Yeah, can I? Have I got it live on air?
Yeah, open it live on air.
I feel bad.
One of them's a bit rude. And one of them isn't. See if you can guess which one is
this,
the rude
I think
one.
This one might be a little bit rude. This
I
one
think
could
you
be,
could be right there, Michelle.
Is this the fruits of the labour of the...
Yes, it is the fruits of the labour.
Now, last year I had in my kitchen a Lee Luscious calendar, which when it got to December, and my mum was like, "Who's that?" I went, "Don't you worry about that, Mum. Yeah, don't look at that picture."
You're supposed to put that up in here, Michelle. It was really embarrassing when I went round to Michelle's house to have another photo session. Less said about that, the better. And then her lodger comes in and tells me how he's been staring at my calendar on the fridge.
Oh my God, these are all the pictures I did. This is amazing,
Michelle. It's your calendar, really.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. They're lovely. Oh, yeah. Never do
well,
say so
the
myself.
The photographer was amazing.
Oh, I like it. Is it getting towards December?
When it comes to Lee Luscious calendars, you never go to December.
Let's have a look. Yes, the December one is, it's lovely. That was actually taken in my...
kitchen?
In my...
Dining room?
Dining room, very small dining room, and it was like, yep, sit. Head up!
We also went out in the garden after for some nude photography, and Michelle's flatmate suddenly appeared again for some reason.
Yes, he did.
He was supposed to be at the shop, so I said to her, "He's looking at me from the kitchen window."
He thought he didn't
give him a little wave.
He certainly did think it was Christmas.
He was in shock.
Thank you. That's my lovely Lee Luscious, and it's also got photography by me. Oh, this lovely sign.
You have been luscicated.
Thank
you.
Oh, and this is a lovely orange sticks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She said sticks. Okay.
These are I'm going to open these because I do like orangey, chocolatey things.
I know you do. I
can't stop eating. I can't stop eating.
I always remember your orange chocolate that you like.
Now, so it's just as I tuck in, that's it. Just as I start tucking into the meat.
Yeah, open them now.
I am. I didn't say you can have one. Now, tell us about the book because the book, I can't, but how many pages is it?
I've got the look, the book. Sorry?
How many pages is it? Come on, how many chapters? It's massive. It's like an encyclopedia.
32 chapters. There might be 33. I might have added an extra one.
And this is just... This is not a life story. This is from 2011
up until... It's a life story. It's a life story.
Yeah, but only for 2011 up to 2015.
But I get up to a lot of stuff.
Christ knows how big the book would be if she'd done it since childhood. You wouldn't be able to get the book in here.
Be as big as this room.
So tell us about...
And it ends on page 592.
Yep.
I won't tell you how it ends, but it's got a little happy ending.
Yes, I can see that. Now, tell us and thank you very much for my lovely presents. That's lovely.
And you're welcome, Michelle.
While you're talking, I'll get Heather to try up on the chocolates as well.
Only Heather.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, you're not well, are you? Don't want you touching anything. You to see. So tell us about the book. Tell us about the book.
Yeah, it's mainly about... things to do with like my lifestyle, like, you know, chasing celebrities up and down the country as I do.
Yeah.
But also it's about my music and gigging and auditioning for the X Factor. Oh, thank you. I won't touch any of the others.
No, don't. Not with those.
Oh, they're like thick.
They're nice.
I quite like them.
They're nice.
I thought they'd be like twiglets.
No.
These are nice. They're like twiglets, but they're thicker. And there's also like a motivational chapter about, you know, sort of pushing yourself to do well and working hard and that sort of thing. And then it just sort of ends at the end of 2015, but I did add a little bit in about this year as well.
It is what, yeah, I will say about Lee, you do work, you go on a, I don't know, really, you just go...
I'm obsessive.
You just go mad. If you write a book, it's like most people say, well, I'm going to write a book next year. Lee actually does, and then she does it within about two months. And also, if you record music, you do it, is it just constantly in your head stuff always going round?
Yeah, basically.
And if you don't get if you don't actually write stuff or get the music out or writing, it'll drive you
literally, rambling. I mean, I've recently applied for Big Brother. I don't care. I'll do it. Yeah, thanks for that. I just remembered the person responsible for that is Michelle because she linked me up with something and made me apply. And Heather's applied as well. So it could be a Jedward Big Brother.
My God, I can only imagine the horror. I really can.
I tell you what, we would annoy everyone, wouldn't we? Yeah. Talking about Jedward 24 hours a day.
It's the energy. You know? The energy you've got, I think, that would do. Would you be able to cope? Because I've been watching it.
I would jump on everyone's beds.
I've been watching it, and I just think that it's gone a little bit, I don't know, it's gone a uncomfortable, I'd say, to watch. Because you see people kind of falling apart and... You don't know what they're going to show. So the point where you might have turned around and been a bit snappy, which we can all do, is the only bit that they focus on. And it's how you come across. And also because you're a musician, would that be the best way for people to see you?
Probably not, to be honest. No, the thing is, I applied for it because I apply for everything. So I like to, you know, get experiences of life. Mm. But actually, the one thing that I probably wouldn't like about it is if you can't write. Because, I literally have to write all the time.
Mm. And they'd be, you're not allowed to have pen and paper.
No,
I don't think
so, that's a bit tricky, really. But, sort of how you're seen and what people make of you, I honestly couldn't care. So it wouldn't bother me. I get a lot of hate on Twitter. I've had Facebook hate groups about me. And
I don't even get a group. I feel left out.
Do you know what I mean? No, you just have to think to yourself, right? You know, these people are irrelevant beeps, and their opinion of you does not matter. The only people's opinions that matter are the people you care about.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever people say about you or think about you, you've got to learn to just switch off, block them, don't give them a second thought.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Not like I've done this morning and thought about it all morning.
Or you could do what you've done and just have a little go back at them first.
Yeah, and then block them so they can't reply.
Yeah, that's what I usually do, so they can't reply.
Yeah.
Have a go back and then just block.
Yeah.
That's the good thing about Twitter, is you can block people, you can delete them. I mean, you can't really do that in real life, can you?
No.
Unfortunately.
If only you could.
I mean, you know, exactly, mute. I mean, that's the best thing that Twitter ever invented, the mute button. Do you know what I mean? But, I mean, that would be great in life as well, wouldn't it?
Mm.
If you could just mute people.
Now, we don't want to mute you, my love. Mute you. Because we're going to play another track from the album. What track are we playing?
We're playing the love song because I picked this one this morning because it doesn't get played very often on the radio. And I just want to say a little hello to Lottie.
Oh, hello, Lottie,
hello,
lovely.
Lottie. And this is actually one of Lottie's favourite songs, so I thought I'd play
Lottie
it for
has got the longest legs I think I've ever seen
Lottie,
in my life.
Lottie, no,
she was wearing. Now, I tell you what, when I met Lottie, she was wearing. I thought, how tall is she? She's about 6 foot. She's actually about 5'2".
Yeah, she took her shoes off.
But the thing is with the shoes she was wearing, the heel was on the front of the toe and the back of the shoe was about a foot off the ground with no heel.
Well, it is Lottie, do you know what
and
I mean?
I don't know how she, but I just looked and I was watching her walk around, and she was walking around really fine.
Yeah.
But I couldn't understand why she hadn't fallen over, but it's the balance, isn't it? It's all at the front of the shoe. Amazing.
When
pair
she
of shoes.
Takes them off, she can't walk.
No. I wouldn't be able to walk in them. So I give her a round of applause for that. And we were out walking over mud and all sorts of stuff. So she did pretty well.
Yeah, I remember that.
We lost Lottie.
Day. Oh my God, yeah.
Where is she?
We're Lottie, like,
where
was she supposed gone? To be in the video, but Lottie being Lottie, she disappeared. The thing is, though, when Lottie disappears, really, all you've got to do is look for the toilets. Because she's always in the toilets, isn't she? She's always in the toilet. But yeah, she was supposed to be in the video, but she disappeared for like 3 hours, didn't she?
Yeah, with about an hour.
And she kept saying, where are you? And we were like, we're by the toilets, which is probably where she was anyway, in the toilets. And she just didn't turn up, did she? And then she turned up at the end. And she was like, hey, we were like, we're done. And she's going home now.
And she had a rainbow. All rainbows.
Oh, bless her. Yeah, she had a rainbow on her face. We said to her, take that off. You're not wearing that in the video.
You had to have been there. It was a very funny day. I actually got the car stuck on. I drove down a lane on that day when I was out.
Oh my God, that was the funniest
thing ever. And I got the car stuck on. Somebody put a breeze block outside their house, and I got the car stuck on it. And I had to be bumped off to get the car off. It was funny.
You drove your car into a rock, Michelle.
Yes.
Let's put this correctly. And I had to push the car off of the rock.
Yeah.
You know?
It was. You had to have been. Lottie's just said, loving this conversation, I'm screaming. So was I when I got my car stuck on a rock, I can tell you that. Right, we're going to have another track from Lee Luscious. This song is going out to the lovely, lovely Lottie.
Lottie.
This is called The Love Song. This is Lee Luscious, taken from the album The Look. Well, I'm not fine.
Try to find and I've tried.
picture of the three of us, Heather, you and me.
Oh,
I was like, he always does that.
So
I was
nice.
Like, I never had my picture taken with any guests in the studio.
I know, you usually charge me £20, Michelle.
Yeah, I know, I'm a bit. I'm
getting dreadful trouble
why not?
That.
Why not?
Well,
yeah, exactly. I told you, if I was famous, I would charge people. Yeah. I'd be like, you know, super fan
I'm
or not.
I'm going to start charging Jedward, actually, if they want a photo of me. So that's £50.
How much would, which one is it? Edward, you charge £50, maybe John, not so much, is that right?
No, I charge both the same, Michelle. I'm very fair, you know. £100 for the two of them together. I don't think that's a bad deal, do you?
No, I don't think they get. It's not as if they can't afford it. How tall are the twins? Are they about 5'8" or 10 or 6 foot
five
tall?
5'11", aren't they?
5'10", 5'11". Yeah.
Quite tall then.
Yeah, they're not
just
bad asking. Height.
Yeah, you know, just
nearly
asking.
6 foot.
How old are they?
Probably
now?
6'3" with their hair.
24.
Are they 24?
Yeah.
I thought they were 25.
No,
you
I'm
sure?
25.
Oh yeah, you're 25. That's
right.
It.
Yeah. Just need to check that out.
I just want to say something. Actually, is that all right? I just want to mention. I want to mention my friends from Dublin, the Dublin City Rounders, they're called.
Yep.
Great guys they are. If you're ever in Dublin, you get a chance to see them live. Absolutely brilliant. Alex, the double bass player, he like literally jumps up on his double bass and plays the bass like that. But anyway, they've got through on The Voice. And so they're going to be on TV on Saturday night.
Yep.
On BBC One at, I think, 6:45. So if you get a chance, you should tune in and watch them because they're really entertaining, really talented.
Mm.
They're great guys.
In, all the way from Dublin?
All the way from Dublin. They're amazing. And you can watch them on my... If you go on my YouTube channel, which is Lee Luscious, I've got a great video of me performing with them and they're performing the look with me.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. We were watching it this morning, weren't we, Heather? Yeah.
Whereabouts in Dublin? Where were you in Dublin? South side or north?
I have no idea. It's in the middle.
In the middle?
I think. In the, where there's, you know, where all the shops are.
Yeah, well, you've got the bridge, haven't you? So you've got the north side, which is a little bit...
O'Connor Street?
That's on the rough side. I used to live in the south
side. Of course
side.
It is. Yeah. I was over there.
Rough side. I used to live on the south side, which was very plush.
Oh, of course you were.
It's true.
You were plush and lush.
Yeah, 6 years I lived there.
I think, is it Madigan's or something like that? Something like that.
Oh, place. I wouldn't walk across the bridge.
No, no, you wouldn't walk across that bridge. No, you wouldn't know what that was called, would you, Michelle? No. Dublin's not rough anyway. You want to come to Dagenham.
I went to school in Dagenham, can't you tell?
Yeah, I can actually. Isn't Beacontree, it's Beacontree.
Beacontree.
Everyone says that, but my nan, who's 98, I think she would know. She's 98.
Well, she says Beacontree.
She says Beacontree.
Do you say Plaisto or Plasto?
Plasto? Oh, come on.
No,
do you actually say Plaisto?
I say Plasto, other people say Plaisto.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's Plasto.
Plasto, yeah.
Yeah, let's not make it something it isn't. It isn't Plaisto. It's Plasto.
Now, if people want to get a copy of the album The Look, where can they go?
Well, they can go on iTunes. It's on iTunes. Or you can buy it, if you want a physical copy, you can go onto my website, leeluscious.com.
Yep.
And there's still some copies available. Not many, but there are some.
And tell us about where can people get hold of the book?
Well, at the moment, that's quite tricky because it's sold out. It's a bit awkward, really, because I can't really say too much, but there might be a chance it might be getting published, which means it would be available in bookshops. If not, I'm going to try and get some more copies printed by sort of March time.
Yeah.
And if not, I might be getting some of the, you know, like the PDF copies, so you might be able to get copies of it there. But yeah, it's actually sold out.
That's really good.
This is your copy, by the way, Michelle.
Am I in it?
Of course you're in it. You're all over it.
Is there better not be a picture of me in it?
Oh, there we go. Pictures. Oh, no, look, yeah, all right.
We won't go there.
Let's not look.
There's lots of writing about you. All throughout, I tell everyone to tune in to Phoenix FM.
Tune in to Phoenix because Michelle is
a maniac,
I think that's what you
thought. Yeah, I think it was maniac.
I can't
actually
believe how big that book is.
I can't believe it.
If you hit somebody around the back of the head,
someone.
You kill somebody.
I'm going to take that out with me because I've been mugged a few times, obviously, around Dagenham. You
really?
Get mugged in it. Yeah, I've had my iPhone stolen.
Oh my God.
I was walking past Asda's and someone came up on a bike, and of course I was tweeting. I weren't taking any notes. I was on Twitter, and he just stole the iPhone out of my hand. But I chased him. I chased him with my Asda's potatoes. I was trying to knock him off his bike. I ran because I run quite regularly, so I'm quite fit. So I literally kept up with him. And when the police came around to interview me, they were like, "You kept up with him for that long." policeman was pretty fit, actually. Yeah. He took me out for a ride in his car.
See, taking one situation there's always a positive.
There's always a positive. I got mugged. Yep. My iPhone got stolen, but I went out in a police car with a hottie. A hot policeman.
Now, are you going to end on a song? Are you going to play a lost song live? Would you like to end on a song?
Don't do this to me. Am I going to do a song
live? Yeah, I think you should.
Okay, I'll just get me guitar. Hang on.
I think maybe one that we can join in with. We can join in with as well.
Rockstar Rocket?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No. Not Rockstar Rocket. Sorry.
How about Never Had Your Heart Broken?
Yes.
No. Yeah. Right, hang on.
We're going to do Never Had Your Heart Broken because me and Heather, while we're eating chocolates in the background, we can join in.
Yeah.
And thank you very much, Lee Lushes. Do check her out. You can find her on Twitter as well. At here we go. Why do I always get your name mixed up on Twitter? We've got Lee Lushes. Also, it's leelushes.com. LeeLushcious.com. You can find her music there. And also keep an eye out on Big Brother for this year and some other music shows.
And X Factor.
You might see.
And Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
The Voice. Do It All Me.
She does everything. So thanks very much, Lee, coming in. It's lovely to see you.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. Thanks for having me and my friend Heather. Heather Jedward.
Well, you get ready, Heather. There you go.
Na 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 na. Join in. Na 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 na. Come on, give me a sign. You're fit and you look so fine. I wanna flirt but you went all shy. After giving me the eye, I wanna love you, wanna make you mine. Hold your hand and spend some time. If you've never had your heart broken, you won't understand me. If you've never had your dreams stolen, you won't understand me. If you've never had your heart, never had your heart broken. If you've never had your heart, never had your heart broken. My heart beats faster when you walk by. I wanna hold you and show you why. If you're lucky, then I just might show you how and I won't bite. If you've never had your heart broken, you won't understand me. If you've never had your dreams stolen, you won't understand me. If you've never had your heart, never had your heart broken. If you've never had your heart, never had your heart broken. Ready? Na 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 na. I wanna hold you through the night. I wanna kiss you and I just might. If I do, don't put up a fight, 'cause I can make you feel alright. If you've never had your heart broken, you won't understand me. If you've never had your dreams stolen, you won't understand me. If you've never had your heart, never had your heart broken. If you've never had your heart, never had your heart broken. Na 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 na. And that song, as are most of my songs, was written for John.
Oh, I say, that was a little bit, that was a little bit racy at the end, wasn't
John
it?
John Smith from Barking.
All right. If he's listening out there, Lee will be going,
all right, John Smith.
And why ain't it me? Why ain't it me, Lee Luscious? Lee Luscious. I can't do the accent. Lee. It's not, that sounds like.
What the hell, Lee Luscious?
What the hell, Lee Luscious? Lee Luscious. There
what
we
the
go.
Hell?
Is that better?
Kind of yes, that was very good, Michelle.
Thank you very much to all the Jedburgh fans.
I'm falling in love with you right now, Michelle, with that voice.
Thanks very much for tuning in to listen to Lee. Don't forget, you can buy her new album. Go to the website, leeluscious.com. It's called The Look. Also, you've got
the. Have you got the look? Come on. Have you got the look?
I have now. I'm looking at you now. The Life of Lee Luscious from 2000 to 2015. That book will be out hopefully again April time. You might be able to get it on as a Kindle book possibly coming
yes,
up.
Yes, possibly.
And if you do want to get an order for that, go to Lee's website as well.
New single coming out soon as well.
Yes.
We're putting up a new YouTube clip this weekend, filmed by the amazing Michelle Ward in a forest somewhere.
Yes. We can't tell you where it is.
Less
though,
than about you? That forest, yeah. About.
All the possible children walking past as well. let's not go there.
Let's not go there.
12:39, thanks so much, Lee. Lovely to see you, and I'll see you again
Thank you
very
for having
soon.
Me, Michelle.
Thank you, and I'm glad that you're feeling a little bit better.
I'm feeling much better since
and
I
Heather.
Saw you.
And Heather. Bye, Heather.
Bye. Clever Heather.
Thanks for having me.
That's all right.
Whoop-de-doop.
Dasha pay bills.